This is called Intimate Geography. It was written about Operation Iraqi Freedom at the beginning of 2003. It felt odd from the start, this war. At the start, the death of Saddam when Baghdad was bombed, but he's not dead, a bizarre Zapata. And then the Scuds fired at Kuwait, but they weren't Scuds. The chemical weapons of mass destruction factory with earth banks and barbed wire, which wasn't one, however. And the column of tanks destroyed leaving Basra, which was three tanks. The endless securing of towns and cities, which aren't secure. Even allowing for the distinction that secure does not mean safe. The uprising in Basra, which no one could find there. Once, there were palms in inverted commas. This is a war of inverted commas. Once, I wrote that palms about palms don't seem as abstract as they once did, although you don't need quotes, quoting yourself. And the Oxford Companion decided this meant I was no longer being abstract, when in fact I meant that palms about palms, in that case partly a child, are not abstract because the abstract in them works through to a deeper real. Will this war work through to the deeper real at last? Now it seems again, however, that it feels odd, this war. I have paid it careful attention for almost a fortnight, and what I would note here is that singular oddness of feeling it evokes. One is always at a tangent to it somehow, albeit with despair's edgy wit. The deaths have black solidity, as if from method, no white napalm suddenness. I thought, is it farce in encoring tragedy? But there is too much earnest passion in the evil, and one watches that eros like watching spiders breed. It is what they do on this planet, as a child's science fiction exercise might observe. Spiders feed in the street windows, broken by children's bones flying, but the US Poles say yes, who want this war so much. Who know what they do, and also that they want those inverted commas, George Bush as by George Orwell. Is the US need for war not a way to teach Americans geography, as Bierce is often quoted, but a greed for abstractions, for the abstract rather, not met by food or sex or fashion, by any intimate geography but this? But then the abstract is not the inverted commas either, and it is those they want, the quotes, which in 2 days will expire, the world left gasping with winded logic, the new skulls on dresses in the marketplace, damp, empty, dusty shoes. Günter Grass called this a wanted war, and perhaps that desire accounts for the oddness of feeling, the animal impossibility of communication. In a damp concrete corner in the market, one's self-sense crouches close, alert for friendly fire.